Following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row. However or wherever you may be listening, we're glad you're here to find out what is happening. The Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello. You know, I looked this week. We have a website that we use that shows us stats of like downloads and where people listen from. And
oh, yeah?
Apple and iHeartRadio were the top two.
No kidding.
Yeah, those are the top two ways that people download and listen to the show.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Aside from Sorcerer Radio.
Of course, right. Yes. Yeah.
Like download wise, those were the two.
Oh, no kidding.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. It was good to know because we, you know, at the start of the show, we usually list all these places. However, you're listening, so I was like, well, what are the ways that people really do listen?
Yeah. I did not know that you could like pull the stats from like each one and find out which was it like Apple then iHeart or was it iHeart then Apple?
It was Apple then iHeart.
Okay. All right. Yeah. iHeart's a great platform to have your podcast on.
It is.
It's very user friendly and has a lot of great stuff on it and everything else as far as app wise. Of course, Apple Podcasts is very easy.
Right.
It's simple. But
And I think probably part of why Apple is number one is because if you subscribe to a podcast on Apple, you can set it so it automatically downloads.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think you have that option on iHeart as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do have that option. The one thing I wish I did have feature-wise on iHeartRadio is a lot of these shows have what's called the talkback button.
Right.
And you press the talkback button and you can instantly send a message to that podcast or that specific show and they'll get that. And, that'd be a cool feature to
Wouldn't
have.
It?
But I'm not sure that we're big enough to have that. Quite yet. I mean, we'd have to reach a status of who knows what.
Syndication.
Yeah. In order to get that feature. But you know, iHeart, if you're listening,
we'd love it.
To make it available for all podcasts would be fantastic.
If you want to test it out, here we are.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had a pretty good week. Ours wasn't too bad.
No.
It's hot. It is really hot.
Really
I
hot.
Know it is really hot at Walt Disney World. I mean, I saw temperatures of it feels like 107 outside.
It was random. Like, it has not been. It's been like, you know, kind of warm a little bit here and there. Boom, record heat. Like,
yeah, just out of nowhere.
Just this week, all of a sudden.
Like, oh, by the way, it's summer. And, you know, it feels like 100 degrees outside. And then it comes with that comes the thunderstorms and stuff.
Oh, and the humidity.
And I know Texas and Arkansas, parts of Oklahoma.
Even parts of Florida.
Florida. Alabama, parts of Alabama, Georgia have just been pounded in the last week with tennis ball size hail and major thunderstorms of 70 mile an hour winds. And I'm thinking, good gosh, stay away from us, please.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they have. But have you been affected by any of those storms that have come this past week? Or
thinking about you.
We're thinking of you. Yeah. Hope you're okay. Got a good show lined up for you this week.
We do. There was a ton of news. We learned a lot about what's coming to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line for the holiday season. And there was some new stuff.
Some new stuff?
Some new stuff. We'll take it.
Yeah. One thing I do want to say is we got a comment last week about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said that the both of us just sounded a lot more relaxed on last week's show.
I feel it.
Because it was the first show that we had done just regular podcasts, no morning show on SR and podcast combination. It was just straight up just regular podcasts that we could take our time and just kind of just really just sink it in and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt that.
Yeah. Yep.
We said it immediately after we got done with the show. That was nice.
It was. It just feels more casual and more chatty. And
it does. Yeah.
We enjoy getting to like feel like we're having a discussion with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rather than feel That's like we're feel. On the 5 o'clock news.
Fit it all into an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to rush through everything. So you did say that we had some holiday stuff to get to, right?
Yes.
Let me set the mood before you do anything.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's what you were doing over there.
That's what I was doing. I was like, I know I have got this Christmas loop somewhere. This comes from Disneyland, actually. So, Yeah, Main Street USA on Disneyland to set the mood for halfway to the holidays.
Yes.
And the floor is yours.
So we know about Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and that's coming back. And, you know, they released some dates for that. They said that there's 25 nights for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and the ticket prices are going to be from $159 to $199. You know, we have the fireworks are coming back, the parade's coming back, all of the same, like, awesome stuff that we love about the Christmas party is returning. But wait, there's more!
Oh, wait, now, does this have to do with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas, or are you talking about the new stuff?
I'm talking about the new.
Oh, I was hoping there was going to be at least something that was going to be new about Very Merry Christmas Party this year.
Not that I saw, but...
Kind of bummed.
Could be.
Maybe, well, I mean, it is only halfway.
Right.
It could be, you know, around October when things are about to start up. And
can't release like, all the information.
Disney's like, oh, by the way, you know, we're now doing this for Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's the case.
So I guess they did. They did share that there is that Anna and Elsa and Kristoff and Sven and the Snuggies and Olaf, and they're going to be, they said, illuminating the castle in a whole new way. So to me, that sounds unfortunately like projections.
Where are my castle dream lights?
I really wanted the dream lights back, but I think I said this last week that I felt like if the dream lights didn't come back this year, then they were like done for good.
Because we saw before the show started, it said that they had to repaint the turrets on Cinderella Castle. And you were like, yeah, some of the 150th anniversary decorations like damaged the paint mm-hmm. on the castle and everything. Yeah. And I was like, oh, great. Well, they're done with that. They can go ahead and put the holiday lights on. And then it dawned on me like,
nope,
it's not going to happen. Like, I don't understand why the days of the dream lights are gone. Why they are we in the minority now? Or are we just the old fans that prefer the dream lights over projections?
No, I feel like most people prefer the dream lights. But
I would think so, yeah.
I can assume that the projections are easier and probably less expensive.
Well, the electric bill may not be as high. I don't know. Those are a lot of lights.
But I'm sure there was a lot of like manpower to put them up and take them down. And
well, the crane and everything.
People complained about the crane.
Well, I hate the crane, but we take pictures with it all the time.
What did I say his name was? Frasier. Ichabod.
Frasier Crane.
Frasier Crane.
Who is coming back, by the way.
Really?
I forgot to mention that. Yeah. The show Frasier is coming back.
Oh.
Yeah, on Peacock.
Okay.
Exclusively to Peacock.
Like new or?
Yeah, like new. Like he's going back to Boston. Hmm. When he was with them during the show Cheers.
Yeah.
He is going back to Boston.
Going back.
I don't know if Niles is going. I don't know if Roz is going, but I know Frasier's going to be back in Boston. So.
That's funny.
I love that show. Anyway.
We do too.
Love that show. It's one of my favorites. All right. Anyway. Sorry.
So we got Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And like I said, but wait, there's more. So okay. Disney was like, you like holiday after hours? I'm going to give you holiday after hours. And they announced Disney Jollywood Night.
Jollywood.
No, it sounds like Dollywood. Kills me every time. But so they announced Disney Jollywood Night, which is going to be a new separately ticketed event after park close at Hollywood Studios this holiday season. And I am here to tell you, if you want to attend this event, it will sell out very quickly. So there's 25 nights or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. There's only 10 nights for Jollywood Night. 10.
Okay.
5 in November, 5 in December. These tickets range from $159 to $179, so there are some nights that are a little less expensive than Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I wonder.
I don't think it's going to have, you know, it doesn't have a parade. There's no, like, cookies and drinks, and there's not, I don't know if there's quite as much.
Well, I mean, you've got Sunset Season's Greetings going on, you know, and
the return of our beloved Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Yeah, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. We found out Fantasmic is still going to be going on before, you know, all that starts.
So there's
can still
a lot
do that.
Going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love, don't get me wrong, I love the fact there's a cheaper option.
Yeah, somebody there, you know, commented on one of our posts and was like, wow, that's expensive. And I was like, well, it's comparable to the Christmas party. And they're like, oh, I didn't even look at the Christmas party.
Yeah. Yep. What are all the details on this?
So, 10 nights from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Like we said, we'll have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. There's going to be a Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along with appearances by Jack Skellington and Oogie Boogie. The Hollywood Brown Derby is going to have a jazz lounge with live entertainment, specialty food and drink available.
Nice.
Then the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard is going to have an otherworldly soiree where they say you'll have 1 foot in 2023 and 1 foot in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, so that's I was kind of wondering what that meant.
Yes. Then they also said that Kermit and Miss Piggy are going to have a show at Theater of the Stars.
Heck yeah.
Disney Live Entertainment did confirm that Kermit and Miss Piggy will be there. It's not going to be like on a screen or projections
or something.
Oh,
really? So we get like real Muppets.
Real Muppets in Hollywood
Folks,
Studios.
How many times have we said in the last few years, more Muppets, please?
And here they are.
Here, and we just started watching
Muppet Mayhem.
Muppet Mayhem on Disney Plus the other day. I loved the first episode.
Nora.
I just love it. We need more Muppets in the parks. I'm sorry. You had that little thing that was going on in Liberty Square next to the Hall of Presidents for a while.
Well, and then last year at Disneyland, at their Christmas event, they had a Muppet, like, caroling. The Muppets were caroling.
That's
down
great.
Main Street.
That is so great.
It was on one of the Main Street vehicles, you know?
Gosh. So now we get this at Hollywood Studios. I want more Muppets year-round, though.
Right.
Not just the holidays. I want more and more and more Muppets. Anyway.
So.
My two cents.
I really want to go to this.
I know you do.
I really want to go. I would choose this over the Christmas party. Just because we've been to the Christmas party the last couple
of years.
Well,
I would choose it just because of Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
I just feel like it was made for us. Muppets, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Like. That's really good.
It is. It's awesome. So, such a good show.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll have to take a look. If you are interested in attending Jollywood Nights, if you have a resort hotel reservation during the time at the party you want to go to, tickets are available June 29th, and then tickets are available for all guests July the 6th. So, if you're interested in attending, let me know. I'll be happy to get your tickets for you. I can do that for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party as well. And if you don't have a resort room booked, something else that Disney shared this halfway to the holidays was a ton of room reservation discounts, like room discounts. We told this story on the show this week, but I like woke up, my alarm went off at like 6 a.m. and I like rolled over, grabbed my phone.
Yeah.
And I see this email with the headline, like, celebrate the holidays at Walt Disney World with new resort room offers. And I was like, I'm up. I'm up. I like popped up out of bed and Jeff's like, are you good?
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I have to work. I have to get up.
I mean, she didn't even stop for coffee or anything on the way. She just came straight to the studio, logged on and started going, okay, I need to go through all these people to find out if they fall within this time frame and get this deal or not.
Yep.
And I left from work, and she's still sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Still no coffee.
No, I was just trying to get it done before I had to get ready to go to work.
Go to the other job, you know?
Yeah. So, but I did. And there was one family in particular. They have 3 rooms the week before Christmas at Art of Animation, and they saved almost $4,500.
Wow.
And so
makes a difference.
It does. And they didn't have, they didn't do anything. I just sent them a text or sent them an email and I was like, hey, by the way, this offer came out and it applied to your reservation and this is how much you've saved. Same ticket, same room, same everything, just with the discount. It saved them a ton. It was almost, it was a little over $2,000 just for the family suites at Art of Animation.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you can save that much.
Right. Like $4,500. That's crazy. Especially the week before Christmas. So if you don't have a room yet and you're interested in going to Jollywood Nights, you want access to those early available tickets, it's a pretty good time to have a room. Those room discounts start in October and go all the way through December. So they work for Halloween time as well. They're available for annual pass holders and Disney Plus subscribers can save up to 35%. Florida residents can save up to 30%. And then there is a discount that's available to everybody where you can save up to 25% on your room reservation.
Wow. Are you serious?
That's a good deal. It was a good deal.
Oh my gosh.
Especially for Disney Plus subscribers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, for example, these people say $4,500. If you weren't a Disney Plus subscriber, I would just sign up just to save $4,500, right?
True.
The amount you're spending versus the amount you're saving far outweighs. So we talked about Walt Disney World. We talked about the room reservations. Disney Cruise Line announced that they're doing a tree lighting on the first night. They're going to do a sing-along, they're going to do a countdown and light the tree, and they're going, this is going to be on the first night of your sailing, and they're going to introduce some honorary guests.
What does that mean?
A bearded man with a belly, looks like a bowl full of jelly.
Oh, okay. I think I know that guy.
Sail on the ship with you.
Oh, cool.
And they're also going to do a deck the halls party. You know, like a deck, cruise deck.
Frasier, Crane.
Yeah, you know. So Deck the Halls is going to be a new deck show with Mickey and Minnie and friends and singing and Christmas and just like holiday cheer on board. So they did announce more Very Merry Time sailing. So if that's something you're interested in, and they did also share that they're going to be doing Very Merry Time sailings, I believe in 2024 out of Galveston, which is way closer for us.
How far is Galveston from us?
Like 6 hours.
Oh, I'm shaving 3 hours off. I love it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah.
I'm down with that.
Right.
Shorter trip, Disney Cruise Line.
Well,
heck yeah.
It's just quicker drive too. Like 3 hours to Baton Rouge, 3 hours from Baton Rouge to Galveston.
That's not bad.
No,
it's not bad at all.
No, so we can do that.
And those of you who live in Galveston, it's right there.
Right there. If you're in Texas, way closer.
Not that we have not had the opportunity to sail on Disney Cruise Line going out of New Orleans before.
Yeah, January, February, March-ish.
Yeah.
March-ish.
Does happen. We just always have things going on.
I know. It's a hard time of year.
It is.
But yeah, I wanted to share, I think, Mary Menagerie is returning to Animal Kingdom. Candlelight Processional. The Candlelight Processional is returning to Epcot. International Festival of the Holidays will begin November the 24th and go through December the 30th. The Toy Story characters are going to have their holiday outfits on this year. We're going to get the projections back for Sunset Season's Greetings. The Tree Stroll is returning to Disney Springs.
Tree Trail. I want the Tree Trail.
I know it. And then you'll be able to meet Santa at all four theme parks, Disney Springs, and Typhoon Lagoon.
I think just because of, for Hollywood Studios and Jollywood, I just can't get over that
name.
It sounds like Dollywood. It makes me want to say Dollywood, but it's Jollywood.
Right.
I don't know. Is there a partnership going on between Dolly and Disney? I don't know.
Oh, can you imagine if Dolly shut up?
Oh my
Stop
gosh,
it.
Jeez. Don't get me wrong. It is going to sell out. There's no doubt about that's going to sell out.
Yes.
But don't take away from what Very Merry Christmas Party has. It is still going to be packed. It is yes. still going to be popular.
Right.
Do not sit on those tickets either. That's the thing. Be like, oh, all the people are going
to
go and do that one instead of Very Merry Christmas Party. No.
I think not Jollywood is more catered towards adults. It's focused a lot more on food and beverage, lounge offerings. There's going to be characters in holiday outfits. There's also going to be a section where you can meet characters from 90s Disney. You can meet Rescue Rangers, Powerline Max, Phineas and Ferb. They're not 90s, but like TV characters like that, they're going to be in Christmas outfits. The attractions are going to be open. Rise of the Resistance is going to be using a virtual queue.
Nice.
Tron is going to be using a virtual queue for the Christmas party. That's important to note as well.
I don't know if I agree with that, but okay.
I think I like it because you have the opportunity to ride the attractions without having to spend your precious time in this ticketed event in line.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, you make that decision on your own. It's not Disney's fault.
Right, but I would want to ride Tron, but I wouldn't want to spend an hour of my four-hour event.
True. You want your money's worth of your party and everything. Yeah, I get that.
So, I like that. I'm excited for the holidays. I'm, you know, always scheming to try and plot a trip and try and make it happen. So.
Folks, she isn't lying.
Nope.
She, like, drops these little things on me of, well, we could do this.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think about this? And I come with like a whole trip planned out.
Yeah, it's almost, I'm almost expecting a full folder with brochures or like a slideshow presentation to happen.
Even before I was an agent. Like,
yeah, this is her thing. This is what she does. It's like peer pressure.
Like you have to be convinced.
I do have to be convinced. You know this. Don't sugarcoat it for the listeners. No, you know how hard I am about convincing when it comes to going to Disney.
Well, so there's me that would like pick up on a Friday night and drive down there.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's Jeff. It's like, I need 3 months notice.
Yeah, I need at least that much because I'm not the spontaneous one. You're like, drive down one night, spend half the day, drive back that day. You would do that.
So
there are people that do that.
Right. But
you'd be one of them.
What I'm looking at now is like 5 months out.
Yeah.
I can do that.
But at the same time, we're talking like doing a holiday cruise with your family,
right?
You know,
right?
And so do I want the 48 hour Christmas, you know,
extravaganza,
or do I want a 7 day in the Caribbean for the holidays with your family? I think I have the better deal,
right?
So
let's say we can't do both.
And I'm gonna say it now, I really don't think Disney is gonna put together this entire thing for Jollywood and then it not come back next year because they know it's going to sell out.
So, of course,
they're going to do it again.
I'm telling you, if you want tickets to this event, buy them as soon as you can. Like, if you can buy them when they go on sale, buy them when they go on sale. This event will sell out very quickly.
Only because it's brand new.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of the same old stuff that we've been seeing. You got a couple new things here and there. But it's basically all the same stuff. But you put in Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, you put in the Muppets, and then some Tower of Terror stuff, people are going to go nuts. And you can see Fantasmic.
Yeah. I'm excited. I just can't wait to know more about it. Or like see it, you know?
It'll be August or September before they give us real details. Like detailed details.
I'm going to watch all the vlogs.
I know you are. Yeah. Like night one, shall we? Glued to the computer and YouTube.
Yeah.
Looking for live streams and everything else. That's what she'll do.
There's a couple years ago. I don't know what year it was. Anyways, I was off the day that the first Halloween party started. And so Jeff came home from work and I'm like blaring Resort TV One live stream of the Christmas party in the middle of August.
Yep.
And he's like, what are you doing?
What is going on?
Halloween.
It's 107 degrees outside. And you're streaming Halloween stuff. Like, I'm not even considering putting out Halloween decorations yet. Not even close.
No, he doesn't let me do that until
October.
September.
October.
I think I can do fall in September.
You can do fall in September on the first day of fall.
It's like halfway through.
Yeah.
I know.
It's appropriate.
This is like a battle every year.
Yeah.
When I can decorate.
Yeah. I have restrictions. You know, I can't be preparing for a hurricane and putting up Christmas lights.
Well,
I
mean, we have had to pull down all of our outside Halloween decorations for hurricanes before.
So. Yeah. That's why I'm so against it. You know?
Outside decorations,
I'm not doing it twice. I'm not taking it out, putting it up, taking it down, and then putting it back up again, and then taking it down.
Yeah. We've been there and done that.
So my insanity makes sense. Okay.
You're justified.
I am justified. At least I think I am. You know, I noticed that there wasn't any information about new things at the resorts.
No, they said that they did have a picture of the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian, which is good because the lobby at the Grand Floridian is currently under refurbishment and there's walls up and portions of it are blocked off. So that makes me think that they're trying really hard to get that completed prior to the holidays. So
you do know that they take away the gingerbread house. It's a riot.
Yeah. But so they talked about gingerbread displays at the resorts, and they specifically had a photo of the Grand Floridian gingerbread house.
Okay.
So seems to be safe.
Some of you out there can breathe normally now. Your gingerbread house is coming back.
Yeah. We've gotten gingerbread from the gingerbread house. We didn't get any this last year. We just took a picture with it.
Yeah, I had a shingle a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. It's not my favorite. It's good. And it's like, it's just more of a novelty thing.
Do we have a holiday favorite as far as food goes at Disney? I don't think we do.
We liked that hot dog last year with cranberry relish, and I liked that.
No, did we get it from Casey's?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good, you know. It's a hot dog from Casey's. How can it not be good?
Yeah, I don't think we do.
I don't think we have a real holiday favorite.
You know what we do really like, though, is the snickerdoodles that they give out during the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those are delicious.
I had them sitting on the counter for the longest time after we came back, and You're finally like, I think we can throw these away now. They're no good. I'm like, are you sure?
4 months old.
Are you sure we can throw them away? Because, I mean, if you have a craving all of a sudden, I don't know.
I'm tempted
to open it and try. Finally, I just threw them away.
Think so.
I don't think we do.
Mm-mm. Well, we might have to rectify that.
Holiday Dole Whip? No?
No, I remember we wanted to try that pistachio and chai Dole Whip, and then it didn't come back the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Huh. I'd just go to the Poly and just have meatballs.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Can't go that. Wrong.
It's like one of the best meals outside of the park.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Thai coconut meatballs.
Mm. All right, so that's your holiday news.
I really don't think we do, but now I think it's going to bother me.
Right, so you're going to like just, it's going to dominate your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but I guess not.
Okay. Good enough. I got a few headlines that I want to go through.
Okay.
Real quick. So we're going to go through that, see if the thing will play over here. It's not going to play. Or is it going to play? Yeah. Oh, no. You would do that. It's time for birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll just do birthdays
we'll
right
do
now.
Birthdays.
We'll just do birthdays right now. Because that's what it wanted to do.
That's what it decided.
All right, what's our birthday email?
It says, hello, Nicole and Jeff.
Hello.
I hope you're both doing well and staying healthy and happy. I'm emailing you today with a very special birthday to wish. Our son, Oliver, is turning 1 on Sunday, June 18th. He's listened to your show since the day that he was born, and Sorcerer Radio is on in our house every single day that we're home together during maternity leave. We just returned from our trip to Disneyland on June 11th, and he is quickly becoming the next biggest Disney fan. His favorite food while we were there was the kids' quesadilla from Paradise Garden Grill in California Adventure, and of course, Dole Whip. His favorite rides were Jessie's Critter Carousel and the Golden Zephyr and the Finding Nemo submarine voyage over in Disneyland. He loved getting to meet Eeyore and Goofy and all his pals at Goofy's Kitchen. She said, Oliver, your dad and I wish you the happiest first birthday and a lifetime of smiles and laughs. We love you so much. Love, your mom and dad. Thank you for always taking the time to read our emails and send out birthday wishes. Your ability to spread Disney magic outside of the park is unmatched. That is from Alyssa in Alberta, Canada.
Well, Oliver, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. Since it is your very first birthday, I'm sure that Mom and Dad are going to have a very special cake for you. And I know you're probably going to be wearing that cake all over you, all over the high chair, and everything else. So have fun with it because they don't allow it after that. It's normal cake for you.
Yeah, frowned upon for the rest of your life. So
you have like one opportunity. Maybe for my 50th, I'll do that.
Like a cake smash photo shoot.
Just a cake smash photo shoot.
For your 50th?
Yeah. It's like halfway. I made it. You know, I should get to enjoy my cake the way I want
to. And then
to.
Do it again at 100.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It won't be on purpose that time.
It'll be a specific reason as to why I'm not able to feed myself. Okay, so Oliver, we hope you have a fantastic birthday. If you'd like to do a birthday shout out here on the show, let us know. Send us a text message if you like, or leave us a message. 408-909-3960 is where you can call us, or you can send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. For everybody out there celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday to
you. Now I can do my headlines.
Okay. Now it's cooperating.
Now it wants to cooperate with me.
It decided it was birthday time.
Like, I want the birthdays first, and then you can do your headlines. All right. So first thing I want to talk about is your Amazon device that you've got in your home. Most of everybody has an Amazon device in their home.
We're not going to say her name.
Not going to say it. Some of you have Google devices. This is for strictly Amazon devices, okay? So there is a brand new voice assistant feature that utilizes that technology on your Amazon device. And it's something that Amazon and Disney first talked about back in September of 2021. And it was a feature that was exclusive only to the Walt Disney World Resort hotel guests in its initial phase. And what it is called Hey Disney. So Hey Disney is going to have over 20 different voices from across Disney, Pixar, and Star Wars films. We're talking Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, Olaf, Moana, Dory, Mater, Chewbacca, R2-D2, Fozzie the Bear, a whole lot more. I mean, that's a pretty good, that's a good list.
Whoops, sorry.
What was that?
Indiana Jones music.
How did that end up in the show?
I was looking at, there's new Indiana Jones merchandise.
Oh, okay.
And it started playing.
Anyway, so like I said, it's a new voice feature that you can have, you know, installed on your, I almost did it, on your Amazon device. And all you have to do is open the app that you use to control your device. You know, everybody got it on your phone, download the app. And it does cost $5.99 a year. Now, with this skill, because it's in the skill store, it'll tell you the weather, it'll give you reminders of things coming up. All of these pre-recorded type of things that it will be able to tell you. I think it's worth $5.99 a year. $5.99 a year.
I mean, that's a drink at a coffee shop.
It is. And you don't have to pay it again for a whole nother year.
Right.
Now, you can get it through a year subscription to Amazon Kids Plus. And that is either $4.99 a month or $48 for the entire year. But Amazon Kids Plus is a completely different type of subscription,
right?
But it comes included with that.
Right,
you get so access to it.
If you just want Hey Disney, it's $5.99 for the year.
Yeah, exactly. I plan on paying for it today.
Right,
just throwing that out there.
We're gonna get it.
Yeah, we're gonna get it. I can't see why. I still need to get though the little Echo Show 5 Disney mouse ears holder that you can buy and put your thing in it.
Yes.
I need to get that because that will complete the whole Hey Disney thing for device, right?
They make an alien one.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
I want the alien one.
But I want Mickey.
Are you going to get regular Mickey or 50th Mickey?
Oh, there's a choice?
Yeah, so you can get like regular.
Oh, wait, do they have those?
Red, white, and yellow Mickey. And then they also have one that looks like he's in his 50th outfit. And that's the one they have in the rooms. It's like blue and gold, purple and
but
gold.
Is that on Amazon?
Yeah, it's the little holder stand thing. Yeah.
I'm kind of looking it up right now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and then they also have an alien one.
Okay, so I like the one made, let's see, the Mickey Mouse inspired stand. I like that. five stars, 4.8. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Oh, are you looking on Amazon?
I
think they were.
Boom, right there.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the ones by OtterBox.
Oh, okay. See, that's different. Well, see, here's one for Grogu.
I think it was OtterBox.
There's a couple different. I want the Mickey one. That's the one I want. I mean, if you want an alien one, you can get a show and put it in there.
Oh, and then they have a Steamboat Willie one.
Okay.
So there's...
Well, see, there's black and blue, and there's black and gray.
Yeah, so there's the 50th one.
I do like the 50th one.
And then...
It's more subtle.
The Steamboat Willie. I like that one.
Yeah. I like the 5th of black and blue. See, for me, it's either the black and blue or the black and red.
Well, I don't know. I like them both. But yeah, they're made by OtterBox.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got to have one of those, and then I'll have my Hey Disney, so.
We'll have it all.
TechCrunch, who I guess is the company that helped put this together with Disney, offered some extra details on some of the functions that is built into this. It says, while users can ask Hey Disney simple commands like setting an alarm or timer, there are also thousands of custom interactions from jokes and greetings to trivia games and soundscapes, among other activities. Plus, users can engage in play-along adventures or interactive audio and visual experiences. The companies wrote in the announcement that the adventure feature allows users to go on fun-filled journeys like going fishing with Goofy.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool. What were you trying to show me while I was reading?
The alien one.
She's like flashing her phone up above my screen while I'm trying to read. I'm like, not now. Let me see.
Gosh darn it. Now
that's loud. There we go. That's better.
Come on.
Oh, see, now it won't come up.
No, I got it.
All right, moving on.
No! Here it is. Come on, Amazon.
Your time is up.
They moved all the buttons on the Amazon app. It looks like an alien's eating your screen.
Yeah, I really just don't like that. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. But we will have Hey Disney. I guess we'll have to debate on what kind of holder we're going to get. But Hey Disney is coming to my house. That's it by the end of the day. Okay. Or maybe when I come back from my trip. I don't know. Okay. So moving on to merchandise. Did you find out anything about Indiana Jones merchandise?
Oh, there is new Indiana Jones merchandise. So there's like a new collection. There's some ears that were really cute. It looks like Mickey ears with a little like indie hat in the middle instead of a bow.
Okay.
Then there's a t-shirt that's really cool. It's like a brown acid wash t-shirt with, let's see if I can do this without the volume. There is a mug. There's like a little playset with like the hat and the rope and everything for kids. It doesn't look like a huge collection, but I'm happy to see more merchandise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough.
And it looks like it's not like, it's like normal pricing. So the ears are $34.99.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right then. Good enough. Other merchandise that we found out about this past week. If you love Star Wars merchandise and you never had the opportunity to go on the Galactic Star Cruiser, there is some merchandise now available over on Shop Disney for everybody to be able to buy. Because remember, you used to have to physically be a guest on the Galactic Star Cruiser to get a hold of the stuff. Yeah, so this is kind of nice.
And that's what made it exclusive.
Yeah, of course. Some of the items available include a Tortuga headpiece, a Twi'lek?
I don't know.
I guess. Or Twi'lek.
Togruta.
Yeah, headpiece. Some other type of headpiece. I don't know what that word is, but it's Twi'lek, I guess. Star Wars jargon. And Princess Leia dress for adults and children. There's also apparel inspired by Padme, Organa, and the characters from Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser as well. I'm only guessing that some of this merchandise after the closing of the Star Cruiser is going to become available on Shop Disney, but I think it will also be sent over to the character warehouse there in Orlando as well, eventually if it doesn't sell out before the final voyage on September the 28th.
I love that character warehouse.
That place is great.
They have a bunch of Christmas stuff right now.
Right, like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
A little bit of Halloween, but a lot of last year's Christmas.
And I'm driving to Arkansas tomorrow.
I know, that is the wrong direction.
Wrong way.
If you're going to spend 7 hours in the car, you might as well.
I know. Nicole goes all the way to California. Where do I go? Arkansas. I got to see my family.
Yeah, well, and I got to see mine.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, check out Shop Disney if you want some of those items that are available. And I'm sure more will be on the way as time grows nearer to the final days of Galactic Star Cruiser. Let's head out to California for a second. This was very nice to see. Of course, Disneyland Resort recently had their very first ever After Dark Pride Night going on, which was a huge, huge, massive success for Disney.
It looked so good. It
looked like so much fun. Sold out like gone.
Right. So their After Dark events, they only have like two or three of each kind.
Yeah.
So they sell out immediately. They're just, the demand for them there is through the roof.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's what Disney World's starting to move towards. That's why there's only 10 nights of this Jollywood Nights, or if they just weren't sure if it was going to do very well. So they only did 10 nights and who knows, they may add more.
It's a possibility. Could happen. But because of the big event that was going on for the After Dark Pride Night, found out that California Governor Gavin Newsom made a visit over to the Disneyland Resort, had a meeting with Bob Iger and also Josh D'Amaro, talking about the upcoming Disneyland Forward expansion project, which is kind of cool. And so Governor Newsom took it upon himself, hey, I'm done with this meeting. Going to go enjoy Disneyland a little bit. And he showed up there for Pride Night for the After Dark event. And people were just loving it. He was out there, shaking hands, taking pictures with people and everything else. It was just a real nice thing to see.
Yeah.
The governor of the state of California out there supporting his people and having fun with them.
And he looked like he was having a grand old time.
He did.
Too.
He looked like he was having so much fun. And people were genuinely happy to see him there. Take pictures and just say, hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for supporting this event and supporting us and everything else. So good job, Governor Newsom. Very nice job.
Snaps for you.
Yeah. I'd love to see that happen in Florida.
One of my friends asked if she was like, are they going to have an event like that at Walt Disney World? I'm like, no. It would be.
I don't want to sit here and say no. I don't think that's the case.
I think they would want to, but
I think it's going to take time. It's going to take time. I think it can happen.
With the current environment in Florida, I think it would be dangerous, unfortunately, for that event to happen at Disney World. I mean, there are people like picketing and demonstrating at the edge of Walt Disney World property just on a random day, let alone a Pride event.
So, I don't know. I don't want to assume the worst, but I want to be hopeful that the situation gets better in Florida and that they are able to freely and openly have events without problems. That's my hope. And that's what I want people to be able to enjoy.
What else you got?
Did you see the new Star Wars Baby Ewok plush?
It is precious. Precious.
Like this thing right here is super cute. These new baby plushes at Disney have really started to, because there for a while it was the Wishables? Or is it the Wishables that have the little hands that you like, they grasp onto things?
No, they were like those, and then they have the Wishables, and then they had Nuemos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then
the ones you could buy clothes for. What were
Nuemos.
They? Okay, yeah, those were very popular.
Yes.
Now these new baby plushes.
I like the baby
are becoming very
plushes.
Popular.
I like the big feet ones.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the ones they have like giant feet?
I have.
And then they had plushes that were sleeping. Those were really cute.
They were sleeping?
Yeah, there was like a Figment and a Pooh Bear.
Oh.
And they looked like they were like Squishmallow material, but they looked like they were sleeping and it was really cute.
That's neat. I like that. Brand new Figment ear headbands are available over at Epcot.
I hadn't heard about that.
I just saw it today.
Oh, I think it just came out today.
It just came out.
I'm like, I hadn't seen that. I was like offended. Not that I'm a big Figment fan, but that I keep up with merchandise.
There was a brand new sipper that came out of Disneyland for the new movie Elemental. It's like two mixed into one, two different sides of the sipper and two characters mixed into one sipper, which was really cool. But then I also saw there are two Elemental floats, Dole Whips, inspired by the Pixar film as well.
Right. So the sipper was at Disneyland, but the Dole Whips are at Hollywood Studios.
I'm curious as to what's in them.
I think it's chili mango.
Let's see.
I read correctly.
Over at Epic Eats. I can tell you location.
Yep.
Ember's Fiery Float, Dole Whip Mango with Chamoy Mango Puree, Chili Lime Seasoning, and a Red Bubble Sugar. Interesting. Huh. Looks good.
It's a chili mango with you know, tahini on it, and chamoy, and yum.
The other one is called Wade's Cool Blue Float, $6.49. Vanilla Soft Serve, Sprite, Blueberry Boba Pearls, flavors of cotton candy and a
meringue
wave. That seems more my speed right there.
I am digging, and Disney did this with a couple of floats a couple of years ago.
That looks good.
I like the soft serve with a carbonated beverage rather than juice.
The Sprite caught my attention real quick.
Yeah, remember they did a float with, I think it was for Pirates maybe. And it had Strawberry Fanta. It was like Red's Revenge or something. And it was Strawberry Dole Whip and Red Strawberry Fanta.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that one. Sounds good.
Yeah. I like the...
I have a horrible memory.
We looked at one on the Pride Foodie Guide that was a Dole Whip with a carbonated beverage. And I like that. That sounds refreshing.
We can make that at home, you know.
Have you seen the Dole Whip in the grocery stores?
I have not seen it yet. Did you see it?
I think I've seen it, yeah.
Why didn't we have it here at the house? I don't know. What is going on? Do you see that? You buy it. Right? On spot. You don't even have to call me.
A couple weeks
ago. Just buy it.
A couple weeks ago, I bought ice cream and Jeff didn't know.
Oh, you're going to tell him this story.
Well,
yeah, okay. Tell him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I wasn't going to.
Yeah, you can do it. Go ahead.
So I bought ice cream. We went grocery shopping, bought ice cream. When I bought all the groceries, I put it in the fridge when I came home. And Jeff came home, and after dinner, he was like, oh, I'm still a little hungry. And so he got up, and got croutons, like a bag of salad croutons, and was just eating the salad croutons. And I'm sitting on the couch, and I look over, and I'm like, okay. So I get up and I walk over to the fridge and the freezer and I open it and I get out.
This is where I have a problem, right?
Drumstick,
here.
Like ice cream. And he was like, what? He's like, I'm here eating croutons and you didn't tell me we had ice cream?
Never said a word. Didn't even tell me she bought them.
No.
Just came in, threw them in the freezer, like, whatever.
They were in there. So now I have been telling you. Like last night, we finished dinner, and I was like, well, you know, we have fudge sickles.
Yeah, she told me this time, because I don't have any croutons to have dessert, you know.
Well, and
so she was nice enough to tell me.
I don't know about you. I don't think your family is as big on dessert, but my family is like, you have to have dessert every night.
Well, they're big on dessert for, like, events like, you know, the holidays and stuff like that. I mean, that's different, no. But your family, like, there's a dessert with everything.
Every night someone's eating dessert.
What's your family's favorite dessert?
Brownies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine likes pies.
Yeah, they do.
Like pies and shortcake and things like that.
We like brownies.
But you like cookies though. That's your one of your favorites. Mm-hmm. Over at Epcot, this was interesting to see. Communicore Plaza stage support poles have been installed. Just, you know, six different poles going up into the air. And my first thought was, oh, the canopy is going to be beautiful. That's going to be installed on top of this. I'm hoping it's an actual roof around the almost identical buildings that they had before for Communicore Plaza.
You and I talked about this. Was it this morning or last night?
This morning.
That they tore down all this stuff and then they were like, wait, we needed those buildings.
We changed our mind.
Built back identical buildings.
Well, you had brought up the fact that Minion Land was opening up at Universal.
Yes.
And they had done this refurbishment on a current area and changed it into Minions and were opening up. And so it was like a 6-month time frame. I said, well, Disney has a different approach. They demolish everything, Then they change their mind and realize, oh, we need to rebuild almost the exact same thing. Hold on. Okay. And that's what they had to do. Universal smarter. You know, they're like, we could just gut the inside and change everything up and people will never know the difference. Now, granted, they did do that with the former Mouse Gears.
Yes.
When they became...
They did have a foresight.
The horrible name that it is now. Creations Shop.
Yeah, when you said Mouse Gears, I just, like, my brain was like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they did that with that, you know, space, but...
if people can still call it MGM, we can still call it Mouse Gears.
Okay? You got that right, yeah. But I want to know when Epcot's finally just going to be done.
I saw... I might have to pull up a tweet.
What does it take?
I read it to you last week, and it was talking about how Epcot, this construction has lasted, like, 10% of... Epcot's existence. Where is it? Okay. This was from Attractions Magazine. They said, it's been over 2,155 days, or nearly 10% of Epcot's entire existence, since we were told that the center of Epcot would be reimagined. Now, after two CEO changes, 16 Marvel film releases, we are still waiting for World Celebration to open.
Disney says late 2023. This year. That's speculation. I don't really know.
No.
I don't think they really know. I'd say spring 2024, I'll give it that.
Someone's like, I'd like to know what Marvel has to do with this. And they're like, it's context. Like, it's not. Like, 16 more. Okay, but 10% of Epcot's existence, the center of this park, has been under construction.
That's saying a lot in my book. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. That's saying a lot for such a small impact that this has made, has turned into, well, what started off as what should have been a small impact has grown into a very large one. Mm-hmm. And an extended one. Yes, you can throw in, you know, the shutdown of the pandemic and COVID and everything else. You can throw that in there. That's fine. But it's taken twice as long. And the whole first problem was this whole Moana walkthrough experience. They had to do that first. And then it seemed that they could start working on other things.
Right. It feels like once that was complete.
Or close to being done, you know.
Everything has moved very quickly after that.
Like we were supposed to have this huge festival center.
I'm really
taking up the space. Yeah, I was really looking forward to that. And now it's it's the Communicore Plaza stage. Like, we need another stage at a Disney park. That's what the American Gardens Theater is for.
Right. You have an entire, between that and the World Showplace building.
Yeah.
Like, you have tons of event space.
You know, we don't need another stage to do, you know, another show. We needed another building construction like Epcot should have, you know, I don't know.
The stage feels like...
Am I just whining? Is this what I'm doing?
The stage feels like a convention center item.
Yeah, I could see that.
And, you know, we talk about Epcot's just festivals, festivals, festivals. Well, that just feeds into it. I don't know.
It's just weird. I don't know. Maybe I'll be happier when it's finally done. I did see that the interactive lights that we used to enjoy in Future World, they're coming back.
In the concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And better than before. And apparently all over the place, especially around the statue of Walt. It's going to be all in that area.
Good.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Good grief. Give us something. Anything. Construction on the new DVC tower at the Polynesian Village. Really coming along well. Big structure. I didn't expect for it to be that big. I'm surprised. And what was your first response?
I want to buy into DVC in the new tower.
What did I say?
Mm-mm. No.
Don't need it.
Well, we always say that we don't buy into DVC because we just want to buy a house. And that's still true. But, man.
We've got the house.
No, in Florida.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's like we bought a house.
Actually,
did that already.
2 years ago tomorrow.
2 years ago tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy. It doesn't seem like it's been 2 years.
We closed on our house, yep.
That's nuts.
House-iversary.
House-iversary.
And we still don't have anything on the wall.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
I did not mean to hit that button.
Maybe.
I apologize.
Maybe that's what I'll do while you're gone next week. You'll just come home and there'll be just stuff on the walls.
Oh, okay.
All right. Surprise.
No. Do it. Just do it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's I have a history of doing stuff.
You
like
know,
that.
I don't mind when you start changing things around.
It's, nope.
As long as you don't touch this area, I'm good.
Equipment.
Don't touch all this.
You asked about switching the desks around the other day, and I'm like, do you really want to do that?
I was just thinking out loud. That's all I was doing.
The more we thought about it, we were like, no.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. That's fine. <Yeah. laughs> If you need to get in contact with us, this is how to do it.
You can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. I did recently start a broadcast channel on Instagram that you can subscribe to on the DW60 Press Row account. It's a kind of like a private message, but where we can send out news updates. We can show you when new episodes are available, and you can kind of get that information directly into your Instagram inbox rather than making sure you don't miss a post from us. So that was cool, and I'll be looking for new ways to utilize that.
This is news to me.
We do have, I know, someone's here. We do have a Patreon, DW60 Press Row Podcast, and we're trying to figure out ways that we can get this episode up to our Patreons first before it goes live to everyone on Sundays. So definitely stay tuned for that. We recently discovered that we can live stream directly to our Patreons. So we're just figuring out all kinds of stuff, ways to add value to our patrons, because we cannot thank you enough for your support of
thank
the show.
Thank you for
via
the continued
Patreon.
Support. Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that we're just giving as much value to our patrons as we can. You can send us an email, dw60@srsounds.com, or send us a text, 408-909-DW60.
We hope you have a fantastic week. We will not have a podcast for next week, so we will see you in 2 weeks for another edition of the show. We hope that you have a fantastic week and a magical day, everybody. Take care.